When it comes to relationships, your energy is the most attractive thing about you. It really doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't even matter the words that you're saying. It's about the inner confidence that you're exuding and the energy that you're radiating when you're going on dates and when you're interacting with your romantic partner. Hello, my love. If you're new here, this is the channel where we improve our relationships and empower ourselves to get everything we want out of life. In this video, we're going to talk about how to attract the right man using your energy. Make sure that you watch till the end and you take notes, because the principles I'm going to teach you are exactly what took me from being single, miserable, only talking to lame men that didn't want to commit to me, to being engaged to, honestly, the most amazing man I've ever met. Like, it could not be more perfect. And believe it or not, it gets better every day. Like, every day I'm like, okay, this is too good to be true. Like, this guy is unreal. Like, even though we've been together for 3 years, I'm still like, okay, when is he gonna show his true colors? Because this literally can't be real. But it is. And every day it's shown to me that it is real. And that's exactly what I want you to experience. This is the sign and this is the teachings that you've been waiting for. When it comes to understanding your energy as a woman, you have to detach from the external. You have to detach from seeking validation and from getting everything proven to you. You have to learn how to rely on your instincts. Your feminine intuition is extremely powerful. And when you are activated and when you feel confident, truly, truly confident in your own authenticity, that's when you're at your most magnetic. Activating your power and having magnetic energy in relationships has nothing to do with the way that you dress or the words that you say. The only time it really matters what you're wearing or what you're saying or how you do your makeup is in terms of being authentic to your true nature. So that's the only time where appearances matter. You don't necessarily have to fit any type of external beauty standard, but you do need to appear the way that you feel is most authentic to you. So my personal style can be totally different from your personal style, but we're still both being genuine and authentic, and so we're both still extremely magnetic to the right man, and we don't necessarily have to dress a certain type of way. We just have to dress the way that's most authentic and comfortable to us. In order to attract the right man into your life using your energy, first you need to know exactly what you want, okay? So the way that I did this is I literally wrote out on a piece of paper all the traits that I wanted in my husband. So this was like several years ago before I even met the person that I'm with. Actually, it's kind of crazy because when I looked back in my journals and looked back at the list that I had made, it was like a few days or a few weeks before I actually met him. So this can work really, really fast when you actually stay firm in your intention and you use your feminine power. You don't just like say, oh, I want this, I want that, but then you stay in the old mindset and you don't apply all the other principles I'm gonna teach you. When you're writing this list, when you're envisioning this person, be very specific, okay? Like, I literally put, he has two sisters, and he has two sisters. Like, it's so crazy. I got the height exactly right. Like, 6'2", handsome, dark hair, family values, generous, like, treats me like a princess, is totally obsessed with me, always thinking about me. Like, all of these things that I wrote down, every single thing was on point. Every single thing, like, was scarily, like, accurate, and I was almost kind of freaked out because I'm like, how is it possible he has two sisters? Like, I randomly just wrote that down. Like, I didn't even think about it too much. I just thought to myself, like, okay, a man that has sisters generally probably has a different viewpoint around women and more protective towards women. So I'm like, okay, he has two sisters. Like, I didn't think about it too much. And then when I matched with him and I started talking to him more and I learned more about him and I'm like, wow, this could really be my guy. And then I find out he has two sisters. I was like, okay, something's crazy going on. Like, there's a glitch. Like, did I die and go to heaven? What's happening? So once you know what you want, you have to make a firm decision to not settle for anything less. Okay, because it's so easy, especially when you're starting this journey, to like decide what you want and say, okay, I want this man and I want him to treat me this way. But then you get someone come into your life that maybe fits like 70% of what you wanted, but it's like not enough to make you truly fulfilled. But you're like, well, am I gonna find someone better? Like, I might as well just see how it goes. I want you to completely eliminate that vocabulary from your mind. Let me see how it goes. Eliminate that. I never want you to repeat that. I never want you to feel that. I want you to get into a relationship with someone or meet someone and automatically be like, okay, this is it. Like, I don't want you to be like, okay, almost there, but like, we'll see how it goes. No. We're not gonna see how it goes because we're already seeing right now, we're seeing it and it's not it. So don't just waste your time because that's going to keep you from like meeting the actual right man that you want, and you're just gonna keep wasting your time with people that don't fit your standards. And oftentimes when we make these decisions to get what we want and like manifest the right partner, that's exactly the moment where all the wrong people start to come into our life to test us. To test us to see if we're really ready. Because in order for you to get what you want, you have to be willing to say no to what's not aligned for you. So treat this like a game, have fun with it. The question isn't, are you going to find the right man? That's not the question. The question is, how long is it gonna take you to firmly decide and not settle for less? How long is it going to take you to actually believe that you deserve this? Because truly, you're going to get this man. Like, it's just a matter of time. But the more that you ask yourself, like, oh, is it working? Am I gonna actually get what I want? It's gonna keep you in a negative loop where you're not gonna get what you want, and you're going to keep getting results that show you you're not getting what you want. So when it comes to the way that you talk to yourself, the way that you talk to your friends, the way that you speak on dates, you want to use language that implies that you obviously are getting what you want. It's not a matter of like, oh, I hope I can find the right man that aligns with me. No. It's, this is the man that's going to align with me. I'll see when I see it. Like, when I see it, I'll, you know, make the deal, sign the deal, like, it'll be done. But till I see that, it's just not doing it for me, right? Because when you're communicating on dates and they're asking you what you want, and you're using this language of like, oh, I really want someone that like cares about me. I really, really want someone that like treats me well. Like, I'm not saying that you can't have those feelings and express that, but be careful the way that you're communicating it. What's your energy feeling like when you're saying that? Is it feeling like, oh, I want something that I don't know if I can have? Or is it feeling like, yeah, I know I'm gonna have it. I don't see it yet, but I know it's coming, right? So you need to really be honest with yourself and ask yourself, like, how am I actually feeling when I'm communicating these things? Because in order to actually get that man into your life and keep that man, you have to be confident. You can't just be like, oh, I'm not sure. Because the right man is not going to be attracted to a woman that's not sure. He's only going to respond to a woman that knows exactly what she wants and isn't going to settle for less. Okay, a man that's looking for his wife, his life partner, is not gonna be with someone or commit to someone that's like, oh yeah, I hope I can have what I want. I hope I can, be happy one day. That's gonna be really repulsive to him because he's ready to commit now. He's not looking for someone that's like unsure, right? Just like you don't wanna be going on dates with someone who's not sure if they're ready for a relationship. They're not gonna do that with you. You know what I mean? Like, you need to be very firm as to what you want. Like, that's one of the main things that my boyfriend slash now fiance said that attracted him to me, is that like when we went on our first date, we were just very clear. Like, I was just very clear, like, yeah, like, what are you looking for? Oh, this is what I'm looking for. I'm, you know, looking for something serious. If I'm gonna go out with someone, it's going to lead somewhere. Like, I'm not gonna go on dates just casually, you know. Like, I don't remember exactly how I communicated it because it was a while ago, but I remember just like my energy was very much like, I genuinely don't care if this goes anywhere. Like, this guy seems like he aligns with everything that I want, but I know what I want and we'll see. Like, I'm not like, oh my gosh, I matched with him and he seems like what I want. Let me be desperate and let me tell him that, like, all these things. Like, no. So I genuinely don't think it really mattered what exactly I said. All he remembered was like my firmness and my confidence. So that's the most important thing when you're communicating, is that it doesn't matter exactly what you say. Like, yes, there's certain words or phrases that will probably make you look better, but at the end of the day, your energy is what's going to determine how the other person responds to you. This goes hand in hand with no longer chasing your partner or trying to look for the right person or trying to search and see if they're there, and more so magnetizing them to you. You also have to be able to identify red flags right away. Okay, I have a whole playlist on identifying red flags in men when you're dating them. And if you don't know what red flags means, it simply just means like signs or behaviors that you see in a man that indicates that he's just not ready for a relationship, but not what you're looking for, okay? So that's something you need to be very aware of, because like I said before, when we know what we want and when we are firm with that, that's exactly the moment where all the wrong people are going to start to come into our life that maybe fit like 60%, 80% of what we want, but they're just like not fully there. And so we need to be able to quickly identify, okay, he did this, that shows a certain type of behavior, it shows a certain type of belief or intention. I know he's not the one for me, let me keep it moving, okay? Let me move on to the next thing, let me refocus my energy on myself. Because the more mental energy you give each guy that's just not aligned for you, the more emotional work it's gonna take for you to get back to yourself and then be prepared to be with that real man that's actually going to be your husband. Now, when it comes to identifying negative traits and knowing when to walk away from a man, you have to balance that out with your own beliefs. Because oftentimes we are carrying traumas from previous relationships and we are projecting that onto every person we meet. So it's really important that you do the work on yourself, the work on your mindset, and understand that whatever happened in the past, that is not your current reality. That does not create any type of rule for you to follow right now. Just because every single man that you've been with in the past has cheated on you does not mean all men cheat. It does not mean that the man that you're talking to is going to automatically be a cheater, right? If you have these beliefs that, okay, all men cheat, all men lie, men just want to take advantage of you, men aren't looking for anything serious. When you have these beliefs, what makes you think you're going to find someone who is everything that you want? Because if you want someone that's going to be loyal to you, commit to you, be honest to you, cherish you, love you for you, but then you believe the opposite of men, that just doesn't align. Okay, that's why I'm saying part of your energy is, yes, how you feel about yourself, but it's also your beliefs about other people and your beliefs about if you can get what you want. So if you want a certain thing and you made that decision, but you don't believe you can have it because you don't believe it exists, you believe all men are terrible, it's not gonna work out for you, okay? Or you're going to meet men that align with the traits that you want, but then they're going to show you that, oh yeah, they're still liars and they're still cheaters. You're still going to be attracting the same men. They're just going to look differently and maybe act differently in the beginning. When you are getting more serious with someone, when you've gone out on a couple of dates with someone, that is a crucial point, okay? You have to make sure that you are mentally well. You have to make sure that your energy is on point, and you have to make sure you have healthy communication skills and healthy boundaries. I have a whole playlist on boundaries, and I just posted a video on mastering magnetic communication in relationships. That is going to help you understand how you need to be communicating. Because if you meet someone and right away you're like, okay, they match all my standards, great. They're the person that I'm looking for, great. You keep getting to know them. Things are going to come up that are going to make you feel like they might not be that person. It's totally normal that when you meet someone, you have a certain image of them, and as you get to know them, you see different aspects of their personality, and certain behaviors that they may do may trigger you more. So it may take you back to your past where you're like, oh, well, this is what my ex-boyfriend said, and he ended up cheating on me, and now this guy's doing the same thing. Like, what, now he's a cheater too, right? Like, you need to be able to separate your past from your current relationship, and you need to be able to communicate. Okay, communication, communication, communication. That's the key in relationships. Once you've gotten past the point of, okay, we just met, we see each other as like a potential match, we're kind of on the same page about our intentions, now we're getting to know each other and just being a couple. When you're just being a couple with someone, the number one problem between couples is communication. They don't know how to communicate with each other. They're communicating from a place of pain and from a place of insecurity, and they're not communicating from a place of confidence and wanting to actually come to a resolution. A lot of couples fight just to argue and be right in the argument. They don't have discussions that make them stronger. With me and my fiance, anytime we've had any disagreement, even the ones where like we both got really upset about something, or like it seemed in the moment like, oh my gosh, is this gonna be the thing that makes us break up? Like, is this gonna be the deal breaker, like, that ends our relationship? Even in those times where I genuinely was like, are we gonna break up? Like, this is really bad. Because we are able to communicate in a healthy way, we always come to a better resolution that ends up making our relationship stronger. So I look back before the discussion, or you can call it argument, and I'm like, oh, okay, we were close, but now we're like 10 times closer, and we're not going to have that same issue again because we were able to communicate in a way that resolves the problem. And so as our relationship grows, more issues or conflicts or challenges start to come up as you get to know the other person. And in that moment, you can't just run away. You can't just run away and say, oh no, the guy that I want to be with needs to be perfect, and our relationship can never have any issues, and we can never have any disagreements, because if we have a disagreement, then that means he's not the one. No, you're going to have disagreements. Just like with your best friend, you have disagreements. Just like with your family, you have disagreements. Just like with random strangers on the internet, you have disagreements. Like, it's part of human nature. Nobody is going to be you exactly. Even twins have differences. Okay, even twins that look identical, were raised in the same household, they still have differences. So what makes you think that someone that you're meeting that's going to be your partner is not going to have some kind of difference with you? The point is, do you take those differences and complement each other and make each other a whole, like, one being? What I mean to say is, like, do you complete each other or do you push each other away? That's the point. You want to make sure that your communication is conducive to bringing each other together and completing each other, and not just pushing each other away every time you see something that you don't like, or every time you see something that you think is not the way it's supposed to be, right? There is no right or wrong way of being. And mastering communication from a place of self-love, self-confidence, and genuine care and genuine love for the other person, a genuine intention to want to stay together, that's what's going to take your relationship to the next level. Because you can meet as many guys as you want and they're all going to be good guys to you, but then once it gets to a certain point, maybe 3 months, 6 months, things start to go downhill, and then you guys break up, and then you don't understand why no one will love you. You don't understand why you can't find someone to love you. Like, you have no idea how many times I've heard clients say that phrase to me. Like, I don't understand why I can't find a man that loves me. Like, what do you mean? What about Joe and Bob and Danny and Richard? What about all your guys who loved you and expressed love for you? What happened that makes you think they don't love you? Okay, because they didn't fit into a perfect box and because they weren't able to communicate past challenges and make the relationship stronger, they interpret that as, oh, I'll never find the right guy. Like, no, you already found like 4 right guys in the past year. You just didn't know how to take it from level 1 in the relationship when you're just meeting and getting to know each other and have that like initial chemistry to level 2 of a more serious committed relationship where you feel like, okay, wow, this person is my one. They're my partner. Now, like I told you in my previous video where I talked about mastering communication in your relationships, having good communication skills starts with having self-respect and self-confidence. So your mindset is going to be the first thing that you need to address if you feel like your communication style is not working. Because you can watch all the communication videos you want and they'll probably help you to a certain extent, but there's not going to be an example for every single situation. You know what I mean? Like if you watch a communication video, they're going to give you a specific example. Even in the video I made, I give you a specific example, a specific scenario. But if you're not activated in that, you're not confident in that, and you're just like memorizing that specific situation, then what about when something else happens in your relationship and you don't know how to apply it to that? You know what I mean? So if you have that confidence, and if you have that like gut level understanding in your feminine power, in your power as a person that does get to have what they want, then it's a lot easier to like hear advice and then be able to apply that to different situations, or not even needing the advice, just being able to like see the situation and analyze yourself and analyze the other person and understand how to like move forward in a healthy way that's best for both of you, because your ego is not getting in the way, your insecurities aren't getting in the way. So with that being said, let's do an affirmation. This affirmation pertains to this video because it's about understanding that the person that you want is already obsessing about you. Just like you're thinking, oh my God, when am I gonna find the right man? When am I gonna find the right man? The right man is like, oh my God, when am I gonna find her? Like, when am I gonna meet her? I need her right now. I wanna start my life now, okay? So this affirmation reminds you of that. They can't stop thinking about me. They think about me as soon as they wake up and right before they go to sleep. They can't stop thinking about me. They think about me as soon as they wake up and right before they go to sleep. Really believe that affirmation because it's genuinely true. Just as much as you're thinking about this person, they're also thinking about you. You just have to find yourself, find your power, find your energy, and start becoming magnetic to what it is that you want. By the way, if you love affirmations, I actually created my affirmations card deck. The link is in the description. It has over 100 affirmations that you can apply to your life, your relationships, your money, like literally every single topic in your life. And it also makes a great gift if you want to gift it to your friends or your family or other people who you want to give them a little positive nudge. The final point is being able to cherish what you have, because you're going to get to a point where you know what you want, you were confident, you made that decision, you went out on those dates, you met those people, you finally found the one, you're building that relationship, and you're gonna sit and think like, is this it? Like, is this really it? Like, did I really find this person? And when you actually get to that point, that's when your self-sabotage is gonna come in. That's when old patterns are going to come in. That's where you're going to have more arguments in your relationship, because you're almost like, wait, I got to this point. I don't know if this is real or not. I need to like really test it out. And so naturally, energetically, that's what's going to happen at a certain point. And you have to be able to know what it is that you have and cherish that. Like when we were in our moments in our relationship where things were being tested, like more conflicts were coming up than normal, like it felt like something weird was going on between us, that's when was really the time that I needed to like remind myself, what I actually have and not focus on like all the negative conflicts going on in that moment, and being able to just stay in the relationship and not run away. Okay. There's a difference between staying in a relationship that is genuinely bad for you and toxic for you because you're like, oh, I just want to like give them a chance. I just want them to like be good to me, right? There's a difference between that and then being in a relationship where it's a healthy relationship, it's a good relationship, but then a little bit of conflict comes up and then you just run away. Okay, in that situation, you need to stay and you need to see it through. But obviously, if it's like a very toxic relationship, if it doesn't align with your list, with what you want in your husband, then yeah, girl, you gotta go. Okay, you gotta remove yourself from the situation because you need to know your worth. Okay, so hopefully you enjoyed this video. If it resonated with you, like, subscribe, and share it with a friend. And let me know in the comments where you're watching this from and if you have any questions for future videos. Okay. I love you, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Mwah.